What's happening locally? The news.
And in fact, it is our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported on Tuesday that 479 new COVID-19 infections were reported in the last 24 hours. 7,176 tests were applied, returning a positivity percentage of 6.7. No deaths from the respiratory virus have been recorded in the last 24 hours, a cumulative number now of 8,179 deaths from coronavirus is maintained. There are currently 2,519 active cases in the country. This is divided into 2,441 in home isolation and 78 are hospitalised. Those in isolation, 2,422 are at home and 19 in what we call the hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, we have 68 patients in the wards and we have 10 in the intensive care units. Anthony Blinken and Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretaries of State and National Security of the United States, respectively, were received this Tuesday by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, prior to their participation in a ministerial meeting on irregular migration in the region. Mayorkas arrived in Panama on Monday, but Blinken landed yesterday, Tuesday. The Secretary of State began the day at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, where around 8 a.m. he boarded the plane that would bring him to Panama. He landed on the Panama Pacifico runway at 12:20 p.m., where the head of the state's embassy in the country, Stuart Tuttle, and Deputy Foreign Minister Marta Gordon were waiting for him. From the airport, Blinken went straight to the Palacio de las Garzas in San Felipe. In the presidency, President Cortizo, along with Foreign Minister Erika Moines, first received Mayorkas, and 10 minutes later, they repeated the scene to receive Blinken. With them was also the Vice President of the Republic and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo. In the brief meeting, Cortizo confirmed to Blinken his participation in the Summit of the Americas, which this year has the United States as host country, and it will be in Los Angeles in California in June. An hour later, Blinken and Mayorkas said goodbye and headed to the Miraflores Locks for a private visit. They were attended by Ricoarte Vasquez and Aristides Royo, Administrator and President of the Board of Directors, respectively, of the Panama Canal Authority. In this way, the two secretaries were able to appreciate firsthand the operation of the canal. The State Department announced that Blinken will meet with multilateral development banks, international financial institutions and NGOs to discuss economic recovery, migration, refugee protection, anti-corruption efforts and support for civil society. Similarly, the State Department recalled that Panama continues to be a highly valued partner of the United States. Our governments work together to promote common goals for our peoples and for the region. This includes collaboration on regional security, strengthening democratic institutions, and promoting inclusive economic growth, especially in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Likewise, he thanked Panama for organizing the ministerial meeting and applauds the leadership that it has in the region. The journalistic unions and the media are working on the drafting of a bill to decriminalize the crimes of slander and insult and incorporate the concept of actual malice into the legislation. At its half-year meeting, the Inter-American Press Association, the AIPA, conveyed the sector's concern because in Panama, slander and insult continues to be penalized. There are no limits on the amounts for civil lawsuits and precautionary measures for alleged moral damages, and the seizure of assets or goods owned by the media and users of social networks affect their operation or generate self-censorship. Precisely to promote changes in the legislation, the unions have already held meetings with the attorneys of the nation and the administration, Javier Caraballo and Rigoberto González, respectively, and with the magistrates, María Eugenia López Arias, Carlos Vázquez and Ormido Arrocha, who make up the Board of Directors of the Supreme Court of Justice. All these considerations are included in the country report presented at the IAPA Assembly about freedom of the press and expression in Panama. Likewise, the IAPA emphasized that confusing arguments about alleged crimes, such as gender-based violence, political violence and child abuse, are being used to prosecute journalists or citizens. In this regard, the lawsuit filed by the PRD deputies, Ulay Rodriguez, against Mauricio Valenzuela, a communicator for the Foco Panama digital site, is cited, accusing him of a crime against life and personal integrity in the form of psychological injuries. The public ministry requested a dismissal on the grounds that there are no merits to accuse Valenzuela. The report also recalls that the sequestration promoted by former President Ernesto Perez Valladares on accounts and assets of Corporación La Prensa S.A. for $1.3 million is still in force due to a civil proceeding for alleged damages caused by some publications of 12 years ago. The case is still in first instance. This is possible because Panamanian civil law allows the plaintiff, without a ruling in his favour, to promote the freezing of media assets. The Korean consortium HPH joint venture, which is building Line 3 of the metro, will also design the tunnel that will allow the monorail to cross under the Panama Canal. In August of 2021, the design project had been awarded to another group of companies, which ultimately did not meet the requirements demanded by the government. Spokesmen for the Panama Metro reported that the tunnel of the Americas Consortium, made up of the companies Tecnica y Proyectos S.A.R., TIPSA, and Luis Berger, LAC, did not present the professional liability policy, which prevented the formalization of the $9.8 million contract for the tunnel design. The selection of the group in which Luis Berger, LAC, participated generated a wave of criticism due to the corruption cases in which the firm was mentioned. Last March, the Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabons, reported that HPH joint venture would be in charge of the construction of the underground section of Line 3, which will have the extension of 5 kilometres. In other words, they will now be in charge of the design and execution of the civil works. The Ministry of Economy and Finance and the Superintendency of Non-Financial Subjects launched the unique and private registry for final beneficiaries. Now, this is a tool in which resident agents must upload information about the natural persons who control the legal structures registered in Panama. The registry is launched more than 2 years after the enactment of Law 129 of 2019. Now, this was approved to create the tool, a rule that was later modified by Law 254 of 2021. This is one of Panama's bets to get out of different lists that point to the country for deficiencies in the fight against money laundering and for the lack of cooperation in the exchange of tax information. In a conversation with La Prensa, Hipólito Donoso, director in charge of the Single Registry of Final Beneficiaries, pointed out that the tool is already operational in production mode and that in a first phase it is working by invitation to resident agents with an accompaniment by part of the authorities, so there are no errors in the loading of the information. Don also said that the tool has been created by the National Authority for Government Innovation, also in collaboration with the National Commission Against Money Laundering, and that it is audited and certified by 2 security companies. Gustavo Vega, Deputy Executive Secretary of the Latin American Financial Action Task Force, participated in the event, emphasizing that this is a big step for Panama, but is not the only one to ensure proper functioning. Going forward, in addition to uploading the information, there is a proper maintenance of the registry, that the information is updated, and that there is therefore a monitoring of compliance by the authorities, a process in which the issue of fines and sanctions to guarantee that the registry is being complied with, so that it does not fall into disuse, but rather serves the competent authorities to access in a timely manner updated, accurate and true information about who is behind the legal structures, pointed out the representative. Leaders of opposition political parties shared a table again this Tuesday in a restaurant in the capital city. This is the second meeting that they have held at a time when groups of independents are beginning to organise ahead of the 2024 general elections. Present at the meeting were José Blandón, president of the Panamanista Party, Romelu Roux, president of Cambio Democrático, CD, José Alberto Álvarez, president of the Social Independent Alternative Party, or PAIS, and Daniel Barea, president of the Popular Party. Blandón explained that for the time being, the topic of possible political alliances was excluded from the agenda because it is still premature. The idea of this meeting, he said, is to coordinate with the opposition the representation of proposals for the government to execute. The country wants the opposition to make a real opposition, to monitor and propose, he said. According to Blandón, for Panamanians, the most important issue is economics. For his part, Roux indicated that they are seeking to establish a roadmap with the aim of presenting proposals to the government, which is about to conclude in 2.5 years. It's not just hitting the government, we must also contribute, demand, so that the changes are seen, he indicated. This group of parties met for the first time on the 13th of March, prior to a Panamanian convention. Neither the Realizing Goals Party nor the Otro Camino was present at the meetings. On the 5th of April, the Vamos movement emerged, a coalition of aspiring candidates for proper election for free application. The group is led by deputies Juan Diego Vázquez and Gabriel Silva. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this Wednesday morning. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.